I didn't know the same thing.
It's Random, everything and anything we talk.
My heart's a stereo.
Welcome to the village.
It is Randoms with Dial Buttons, and yes, I've got great news for you. I have something in particular that would put you in that mood, that spot that you need to be in. A lot of times we ask ourselves that, how exactly do we scale through so many things? And one of the questions we get to ask has to always do with relationships. Now, in time past, there have been so many, how do I put this? Have been so many definitions of marriage here and there. But one particular way still stands. It is Randoms with Dial Buttons, like I always say. And I've got a special person in the house, and together we'll be talking about this thing. Two things, by the way. We'll be talking about it, and I do hope you learn one or two things from it. And, you know, you get to change your orientation about it. I just hope that you get to change your orientation about it. It's going to be as fun and as short as it can be. And God willing, you will enjoy every part. You know, I don't do anything without saying God willing, because he's the one who was giving me the ideas and he's the one who was prompt all of this. So let's just hope we have fun and then we'll learn one or two. I'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Now listen.
Hi, that sounds too cliche. Well, cliche, like some people would say, if that's a word. Have you heard of that guy called Dial? Yeah, that guy called Dial. He's a podcaster, a broadcaster, a voiceover artist, a foodie. He's not fat. And yes, he's a consultant. Do you want to have a podcast? Do you want to go into broadcasting? Do you want to do voiceovers? Or you want a voice for your brand or company or product? Or you're looking for a hangout spot for your company, for yourself, for a picnic, for anything? You're looking for a place to chill out. You're looking for that shortlet. You're looking for that fine apartment. And that's where he comes in. Or you're looking for that food, that game you can have with your friends. Or you're looking for an MC. Now this is your guy, that guy called Dial. You should check him out at Dial Buttons, at Plugged In Village, at Solomon's Town. You should. You will thank me later, that guy called Dial.
Why are you laughing? All right, so it is Randoms with Dial Buttons, and I have someone that I have been not necessarily stalking. Like, I came across a page on TikTok, and I just couldn't resist having a conversation with this beautiful, beautiful woman. Girls, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, she's beautiful. All right, so, you know, I went ahead, and then I checked Instagram, and I discovered it was the same thing. But we're not talking about her. We're talking about something really different. But before that, let me just do a little bit of introduction, which I think I've done already. I have Oluwase Omisakin. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
All right. Okay. All right. So first off, how are you doing?
I'm fine. It's a cold day, but I'm good.
Well, you should be.
I wasn't feeling well yesterday, but I'm feeling stronger today.
Oh, thanks to God. You know, earlier, before we came on the air, or well, on the record, you said you wanted to go get dinner. I'm trusting it wasn't amala.
It was. I had potatoes.
Because I remember you talking about amala, and I'm like, ah, what you balo mo ike? Ah, ah.
Miss amala, in a while.
No, don't. You shouldn't. Don't worry. I would. Personally, because I need to apologize, I would send Amalad over to you. All right, so let's get let's get down to business.
Okay.
Okay, so I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and she said something that really caught my attention, which I haven't heard in a long time. And then she said, I would go for this if it is based on contract. And then for our listeners, we're talking about contract marriage and open relationship. Now, my question is, What does people see in contract marriage? I know it's a thing in the United States. I know it's a thing in some Hindu, Hindu religion or thereabout in some part. But in this part of the world, in our generation or the generation after mine, because I'm not Generation Z, I'm saying, you know, Generation Z, it seems like it's a thing now. Like, everybody wants to, we're all in this for one thing or the other. Nobody wants to marry for love anymore.
Yeah, like everybody's like looking for something they can gain, you know, or benefits, yeah.
But should it always be like that?
Well, I don't think so. I feel like, first of all, I think we, in this part of the world, like Nigerians and, you know, Africans, we have sort of started adapting cultures that, first of all, do not even align with our own background in the first place. Mm. Many of the contract marriages that, you know, we're trying to emulate or copy, that maybe people in the US or wherever that they practice, mostly are from rich people. Like, most of the time, it's just people trying to protect their interest. Mm-hmm. You know, when we say marriage, are we talking about a prenup
or exactly, but do we even do prenup in Nigeria or in some part of the world?
Well, I don't think I've heard of any couple that signed a prenup in Nigeria, but I think watching many movies, watching many things that people do in the Western world, we've sort of started adopting it rather and saying that, oh, I must sign a prenup before I get married. And many of the times, people that sign prenup is sort of to just protect your own interest in case. And I don't think it's a very good idea to be entering a marriage with in case. Yeah, when you have, in case you cheat on me or in case we break up, I get to take the house, I get to take the kids. Like, I don't think it's ideal. But then again, I think I would say I'm in between. Because if you look at Bill Gates now and his wife, I'm sure that they had a prenup. So when they, you know, parted ways, she was able to live with something.
Let me get you right. I'm not against any of this. I'm literally sitting on the fence. I wouldn't do it. Nothing would make me I'm not married. So nothing would make me go into a contract marriage. But when I hear people say that, I will do it because at least I'm going to benefit something. And then they end up using some examples. Now I ask myself, what are you bringing to the table that would make you go into contract marriage? You must bring something. You can't just say that, okay, so say for instance, I know that it is usually done in the military realm. You know, you're going into the army and then your wife or your husband, your spouse is saying you have to do this so in case I don't come back you can have this and then you can go and, you know, marry whoever. But if you're not in the military, you're just a normal guy like I am and a normal girl like you are, and you're saying you want to do contract marriage based on the fact that one of us have money or one of us have one benefit or the other and you don't have anything, what exactly are you gaining from it? Isn't that, I don't want to use the word stupid, but I just used it.
I understand where you're coming from. And interesting enough, most of the people that bring contract marriages to the table, contracts very broad. Let's say prenups, for example.
Okay.
It's mostly the wealthy people. One of the reasons is because their lawyers recommend it. A person that wealthy family, or a person that is just wealthy, the family lawyer would definitely recommend it. Your personal lawyer would recommend it to you. Or then if it's a family wealth, the family would recommend it because this is like the wealth that the family has built up, accumulated for some years. And then you, maybe the lady or the man, whoever, is just from an average background. They're coming into the picture. It is sort of like the way, I don't know, things are meant to be in that part of the world, with that class of people. So their lawyers actually bring it up. Oh, I think that you should get you know, their legal counsel, their legal advisors actually say, oh, I think you guys should get a prenup. So when a prenup is presented to the average person, that person can now adjust it in a way that is also beneficial to them. But sometimes what that the lady can fall in the place of, I don't want it to look like I'm after his money, so I will just sign anything that gives me. And really, really, I think when someone brings a prenup to you, you should actually also involve your own lawyers so that he can also mutually benefit of you. So this rich person is marrying outside of his class in that sense, and he wants to, you to sign a prenup saying that in case of whatever happens, like you live with nothing. Or some people even sign away the rights to their, like, even maybe their kids, maybe access to their kids, or saying like this person now has full custody. So most of the time, it's not really the average person that brings it up. It is the rich person that is always trying to protect their financial state. They're always the ones that most of the time, but maybe not 100% of the time, they're always the one that, you know, because their legal advisors will definitely recommend it to them. Now, for the particular people that you just spoke about, people that don't have
anything.
Yeah. I think it's follow. Everybody is doing it. Let me do it. Or maybe trust issues. You know, many people have trust issues. Maybe they've hurt a person before. Maybe somebody has stolen from them before. So, like, they have trust issues. And they're just like, the only way I will marry you is if we sign a prenup. And, you know, some of these prenups, I think prenups, yeah, they're not just in the box of finances. It could be down to maybe the children, setting agreements that are even maybe outside money. But just, like, a situation that is actually beneficial to them. It's not always about money most of the time. It's like, it's not always about protecting your own interest majorly, and your own interest is not just money, you know. So
I'm gonna ask I'm gonna ask this, there's a part of freedom. A lot of people are saying that, like, well, if we go into this marriage and then we know that this is part of what we want to do, this is part of what we don't want to do, I'm doing this because after a couple of years, say like 2-3 years, we're done, or we can go separate ways. Does that still match everything you've said?
Oh, I don't quite understand the question. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm saying that some people say that they're doing it based on freedom. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. In 2-3 years, we're done afterwards. We can go our separate ways. You can do whatever you want to do. I can do whatever I want to do. The contract is nullified after 2-3 years.
Okay.
Does that still work for you?
I get what you're saying. So this has nothing to do with the prenup now. This is like contracts. You know, when you get a job, you sign a contract. Where I work, I signed a 1-year contract. Now, after my 1 year has elapsed, they can decide and I can decide if I want to continue with them. So some people, maybe for visa, you know, if you're abroad, those people that are Japa, some of them actually sign contracts with like safety.
You had to use the word Japa.
Things like you sign with like someone that is a, you know, that is a citizen of the country. We're going to be married for 2 years. And while we are married, we're going to be living together. Although maybe we'll not have sex. Like, they just have all those type of things. And after the 2 years, maybe that person has gotten their document. And then they can now walk out. Now, that's like another contract entirely. So many of these contract situations, there's always something behind it. So something that one is looking to benefit. So it's either maybe you're in a sort of where a husband is needed or a wife is needed to get something. I don't know if you watch all those movies where maybe the guy cannot inherit his father's money until he's married, all those type of things, and then he gets a wife. Maybe they like have a contract. Oh, very, very interesting romantic stories. And then he gets a contract situation with somebody just to access something. In that case, those people, I don't even think there's love on the table here. It's just, we are doing this to get something out of it. And while we are here,
this is what we're going to be doing. So maybe we're setting rules. This is a contract marriage. So maybe even if we're living together, I don't want you to touch me. We cannot share a room. I don't want you in my space. You cannot bring people into the house. Like, there are a lot of details that go into these contract marriages. And maybe, yeah, after the time elapses, you get to leave.
Huh.
So I wouldn't even call marriage, rap, because, I mean,
it's like just, it's just, well, it's a joint. Okay, so I really do not want to waste time. I guess we're going to still have to do this a second time. We're still going to have to talk about this and in a much more broader way. But before I let you go, open relationship, do you buy the idea?
No.
Why?
The only benefit of an open relationship is having sex outside of your partner.
So there are no other benefits.
Like, what's the other benefit? Like, when someone says, I want to have an open relationship, indirectly they are saying, I want to have sex with other people. I want to be with other people. That's what it is.
Hey. Okay, so have you ever wondered why your mind just played tricks on you? Like, really? The other day, my mind was talking about fashion. And I'm like, fashion, really? And a work hour, a work day, fashion, come on. And then the other day, it was all about religion, you know, everything about religion. And then there's a day, it was basically about food. You know how excited I was when it was about food? Like, I literally had to get food. And then there was this day, it was all about some crazy sex. Let me not forget about politics, you know, it was also about politics. And then there was this day, all I was thinking about was money. Like, I was literally broke to the point where I had to just think, how do I make money ASAP? Join the conversation with Dial Buttons on The Randoms every Friday on this number one, darling. Should I call it podcast or radio? Whichever one you see it fits.